The Tosfos on Daled Amud Beis speaks about the minig that they introduced. They say Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Amen, the 18 psukim that have Shem Hashem connected the 18 brachas in Mishmon Esrei and the Yirei Neinu. So they say that the reason why they instituted it, in case the shuls used to be on the outskirts of the cities. The shuls were not in the middle of the city, so there would be a sakana. When the fellow would come home, maybe the mazikin would start up with him, maybe someone would mug him, a person will mug him. So if a person came late to davening and everybody's going to finish before him and he's going to be walking home all by himself, so that may be a sakana. So this is what the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos at the end of the Sugya of Chanukah. The Gemara said that's by the Institute of Magen Obis on the Leil Shabbos. The Tosis claims that that's the reason why they instituted, I think others give other reasons why they instituted Baruch Hashem Liyom. That's the reason that Tosis gives. Okay, nice to know historically. The Gemara had a Machleg Zabiach and a Reb Shul Malevi, whether you require Smichas Gula L'Tvila. The Gemara has an expression in the first white line on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara has a Lashon, I Bois Eim Akro, I Bois Eim Asvara. It could be the machlekes is, if you want to, e-boys, ema, if you want to, you can say, it's a machlekes how to read the psukim, and e-boys, ema, if you want to, you can say it's a machlekes in svar. So usually, I don't know, usually I think most of the time, when the Gemara has such a line, e-boys, ema, e-boys, ema, svar, usually they write on the side, have an asterisk, they write on the side of the Gemara, oh, do they have it here? No, they don't have it. They give you a lot of cross references with such an expression. Oh yeah, it does say. So it says Shavuos Chod Beis Amud Beis Ein Sham BeTosfos. Usually it says Ein Tosfos Shavuos Dav Chod Beis Amud Beis. The Tosfos has a kasha, a little Tosfos. They have a kasha. The Gemara says in Ksubis in the second paragraph there's a din of Hapeshos Hapeshehita. So the Gemara says it's learned out from a pasuk. It's beaten. It's ati liishazeh. I'm walking the chum. The Gemara asked the kasha, what do you need a pasuk for? Lamalikra svaruhu. The same thing involved the kama and dachme involved. The Gemara says, I have a pasuk. Mi baldvar mi yigash aleim, yagish rai aleim. Hamotzim achavera, all of harai. So the Gemara asked, what do you need a pasuk? Isn't it common sense as svar? So you see from Gemara, whenever something is a svar, you don't need a pasuk. So why, how can the Gemara ever have such an expression? And it appears quite a few times. Hey, your mom's kiddushin boba basra a few times. Avoid the Zara, Sanhedrin, Shavuos, yeah, all these marmakimus. How can it say in 10 different places, boy same a cry, boy same a swara? If it's a swara, what do you need a pasuk for? So Taisa says, obviously the swara is not that compelling. And there's room to dingzach on the swara. So that's why the Gemara says. And if you want, you can say that it's machlokes about the pasuk. Rav Sadia Gaon has the same thing in his, he wrote a sefer, Amunas Vadeus. So he proves philosophically that God exists, and he proves that there's only one God. So then he asked the kasha, why did Rav Shlomo have to make a gilu shechina in Har Sinai that everyone should see? Lomali cross, Svaruhu, why did Rav Shlomo have to make a gilu shechina? Everyone should know that God exists and that there's only one God. Svaruhu, we could prove it philosophically, logically, that God exists and there's only one God. So he said the answer is because there's room to dingzach. There are so many epicurism who don't believe that God exists. There's room to dingzach on the svar. So that's why you had to demonstrate. That's why you had to have a kra. A gilu shechina wasn't enough with the svar. Some professor wrote, someone showed it to me. He wrote about, he quoted the Emunas Vadeus has, what did they say? It's 263 beliefs and ideas. Emunas Vadeus, where did he get it? 263. Because Rav Sadia Gaon is a Rosh HaTevish Reish Samach Gimel. So the fellow didn't know the Reish Samach Gimel as Rav Sadia Gaon. So he thought it's Reish Samach Gimel Munis Vadeus. 263 beliefs and ideas. That was a professor. But they tell you, no, the Reish Samach Gimel is Rav Sadia Gaon. Okay. Okay. What does the Gemara have on the top of him? At Aleph, that there's such a concept as Melchemes HaYetzer. We went to sleep last week. We said Kriyash Malamita, we went to sleep. Okay. So then the Gemara continues. When you wake up, there's a Melchemes HaYetzer. Rigzili al tachto. Yodam yargiz odam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. There's a Melchemes HaYetzer. And people have Bechira Chavshis. That's an ikar in our religion. There is such a thing as Bechira Chavshis. The big problem with psychology, a lot of psychology is outright apikursis. They don't believe in b'chira chavshus. They believe that when a baby is born, he has a system in his mind. He has a computer chip in his mind. Everything is already planned out. What type of a girl is going to marry him, what kind of a parnasi he's going to make, and where he's going to live. Everything is built in, and people have no b'chira chavshus. So we don't accept that. We believe that they're a netiyas, that a person has a netiyah. Gemara says a person is born in Mazal Madim, so he's going to spill blood, but he has a brera to be a doctor, or to be a dentist, or to be a moil, or to be a murderer, or to be an executioner. People have different tendencies, but that's where everyone has a challenge. Everyone has a b'chira chavshus. It's a nikar in our amun. Reina sata fnechem habrocha v'aklal l'chaim amavus v'achar t'vachaim. Everyone has b'chira chavshus. So the Gemara says that you should be Yargiz, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. There are people that don't have a B'chira Chavshus. There are people, Taku, who are wired in such a way that they can't control themselves. That's called Shaita. We know there are people like that. There are people after the war, after the Second World War. They were suffering so much, they didn't have any water. So they're people we knew. They already live in America. There's water all over the place. If they'd see a cup of water at the end of the Beis Medrash, they'd rush to from one end to the other, push everybody out of the way in order to drink the water. They had no b'chira chavshus. They became so crazy during the war. That's what we call a shaita. A shaita is part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. But it's not that everyone who chooses to do an aveira is wired like that. That's called melchemes ha-yetzer. So it says, if you succeed in the Yetzer Tov winning out over the Yetzer Hara, fine. Lav Yasek Batera. In the Tzoch HaMutav, in Lav Yikru Kriyashma. And if that doesn't work, in the Tzoch HaMutav, Lav Yaske Lo Yamam Yisra, Shinema V'dar Musalem. So they say that when Rabbi Saul Salanter first started the Musa movement, and they wanted to introduce Musa and all the different yeshivas, so the Musa, when it first started off, was very dreary Musa. Now, Rav Soloveitchik published, one of his essays, Rav Soloveitchik published after Rav Yerucham Lubavitz in the Mir Yeshiva, he changed the whole nature of Musa. Musa is Hashkafa. You give Hashkafa Shmusa, and it's not dreary the way it used to be. So Rav Chaim was opposed to, they didn't allow Musa in Valojin. There's a big machlokes in some yeshivas, and machlokes whether you should introduce Musa or not. Rav Chaim said that Yaskalu Yamamisa, that you do as a last resort, to have dreary Musa. First you try to win the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara, and if that doesn't work, then Yilmat Torah. If the Torah doesn't work, then you say Kriya Shema. If nothing else works, as a last resort, you go to Yaskalu Yamamisa. But you don't go the first thing to Yaskalu Yamamisa, unless you're really sick, and you know that nothing is going to work. So our prime thought that we're not sick. We have Yeshiva, and we're learning Torah.
Wasn't there
a problem of Benod Machaveras, of being a violation of being a Musadik a person? It was other things, in Amunah, Hashkofa, Amunah. But it wasn't as far as Musa is concerned. The main thrust of the Muslim movement was about Benod Machaveras, about to be a mensch, to act properly. Then the Gemara quotes the pasuk. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "She come to the top of Hasin." The Gemara says, "What do you mean luchas toevin?" Kodesh Baruch Hu proclaimed Aseres Adibrois on Shavuos, and then he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the luchas toevin, the shnei luchas habris, which had engraved on them. Kodesh Baruch Hu had engraved on it the Aseres Adibrois. So the Gemara says, Luchas Eben, Etan Luchas Eben, Aseres Adibris, Torah is a mikra, the whole Chumash. Ba mitzvah is a Mishnah. The word mitzvah, a lot of times Chumash, has the connotation of Mishnah means Torah Shebal Peh. L'moshel, the Gemara in Chulin, the beginning of the second paragraph of Chulin, the Gemara quotes the passage in Chumash, Zabachda Kashet Zivisicho, when they were permitted, when they'll cross over the Yarden to Eretz Yisrael. That's how we assume, like Rabbi Shmuel. Like Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara has in the first paragraph around Daf Yud Zayin, so in Chulin, Gemara has Machlok Rabbi Akiva and Mishmael. So we assume, like Rabbi Akiva, that in the Midbar, this there was no din of shechita. They didn't need shechita. Besar Nechira was muta. if they would take a saw and cut off the animals, like if they chewed an animal and it would die, so that's nevela. So the nevela they weren't allowed to eat. But all the chumash al cheshchita weren't yet given with respect to shchitas chulin. And Baruch Chumash thinks that shchitas kachim always needed in the midbar, also always needed all the chumash al cheshchita. The Gemara says there are five basic cheshchita: shia, drasa, chalah, the hagrama, v'yikar. So if you take a saw that has a jagged edge and you cut off the animal's neck, that would not be kosher. You have to have a knife that has no pigimus, that's smooth on the bottom. But in the midbar, we assume that besar nechira was mutter. It wouldn't be an iser nevela. After they crossed over the Yarden, then besar nechira became asar. And then the pasuk says, when you'll enter Eretz Yisrael and you'll have a desire to eat meat, kisava nafshecha lechol basar, that's why we call it besar taiva. Besar taiva means to eat chulin, to eat behemas chulin that you shechted. Kisava nafshecha lechol basar, b'chalav nafshet tizbach ve'achalta, it says, v'zabachta kashet zivisicha. What do you mean kashet zivisicha? Gemara says the word zivisicha has the connotation of Torah shebal peh, like over here. HaTorah v'hamitzvah, Torah means all of Chumash, v'hamitzvah is Mishnah, means Torah shebal peh. There was a Torah shebal peh that was translated, that was transmitted. And Baruch Chumash claims zivachta kashet zivisicha means that after they'll cross over the Yarden, they'll have to shecht chulin the same way I instructed you to shecht kachim. He says that all along, even in the 40 years in the Midbar, when they had the Mishkan and they brought karbonis, all the chamish al cheshchita did apply. Besar nechira was only mutter, besar chulim was mutter. But besar kachma always had to have proper shchita with all the chamish al cheshchita. He says, v'sabachta kasher tzivisicha, yeshecht chulin, yeshecht besar taif and eretzo, the same way I instructed you regarding shechting kachim in the Mishkan and the Midbar. But the Gemara understands that the word tzivisicha has the connotation of Torah shebal peh. The Rambam has such a third source. The Rambam quotes this in the Hagadama. He quotes Vatlan Chos Luchos Aben, Torah v'amitzvah. He says, when the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah to the Jewish people, he gave Torah shebichos Aben, he gave Torah shebal peh, as it says. Vatlan Chos Luchos Aben, Aseres Adimes, v'hatorah v'amitzvah. The Torah is Torah shebichos Aben, and the mitzvah is the Torah shebal peh. It says very often in the Chumash the expression Torah soy. Baruch Shalom gave us Torah soy, my Toros in the plural. The Gemara says Achas Torah shebichzav, Achas Torah shebal peh. So the Rambam in Hilchas Melochim writes a din that we really don't have any source in the Chumash or in the Gemara. It's a sifrei that when you wage war against the enemy, you should only surround them around three times, around three sides, and leave a fourth side open so they'll be able to run away. What kind of a din is that? It's a sifrei. How's that such a comment? I'm guessing it probably because if they're going to know that they're surrounded on all four sides, then they're going to fight with more oomph. So then there's a better chance that the enemy will win the war. So if there's an escape route, so they won't fight with such zest. Some of them will run away, and that'll cause the whole strength of the enemy to fall apart. So where does it say that in Chumash? It doesn't say it anywhere. So it says Vayitzbu al Midyan by Mochems Midyan. It says Vayitzbu al Midyan. They wage war against Midyan. Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe. So the Sifrei asks, what is added by that phrase Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe? It says in the Chumash, Hakadosh Baruch instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to come Nekon Samim Shem of Midyan. Achat Yosef al Amecho, and it says that they went to war and they won Mochems Midyan. They had a kasher all the trade for Kalim and so on. So what is added? Kasher Tziv Hashem. So Kasher Tziv Hashem means, as the Torah Shebal Peh added on, that you only surround them on three sides. You only surround them on the fourth side. The expression Tziva, a lot of times, I don't think it always means like that. A lot of times it has a connotation that there's some Torah Shebal Peh that was given here along, in addition to what's written explicitly in the Chumash. That's how the Gemara interprets this pasuk. Torah v'amitzvah asher kosafti lahorasam. What's added on asher kosafti? Gemara says, Eilu nevi'im muksuvim. What do you mean? Nevi'im muksuvim was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Nevi'im muksuvim was given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. Gemara has on the first daf in Bava Kamma, the Gemara has a call, Divitar midivik halbala lo yafin. You can't learn how to did the raisa from nevi'im muksuvim. Why is Nevi'im Muksuvim called Divrei Kabbalah? So on the side of the Gemara, in the margin of Bava Kamma, they say, Ayin Rashi at the end of Chulin. I'll tell you where there's a Rashi. Rashi says that all of Nevi'im Muksuvim are called Divrei Kabbalah because it was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean that the history that appears in the Bein Mesuvim is told to Moshe Rabbeinu. It means all the ideas, all the hashkafa ideas, emunah, hashkafa, whatever appears in the Bein Mesuvim was already nizgala to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi on Treyosar, Rashi writes on the opening pasuk in Malachi, I said, Masa Devar Hashem El Malachi. What do you mean, Masa Devar Hashem? This was a tradition that was carried over from the days of Matan Torah till the days of Malachi, and then he delivered the Nevuah, and it was written down at that time. He was told to write it down, or whatever. So all of the words of Malachi were all the Kabbalah. The Shita Mekubetzes there on Bava Kama has a different pronunciation of the word. He doesn't say Dibre Torah Medibre Kabbalah Lo Yafina, not Kabbalah, Dibre Kivvalah, words of complaint. Likbol means to complain. That the job of the Navi, that's a different thing to be Maksuvim. He says the function of a Navi is to scream at Bnei Yisrael to give Tachocha, to give Musa. So that's how the Shita Mekubetzes reads it. Dibre Torah Medibre Kivvalah Lo Yafina. He can't learn out a Din Deraisa from the words of the Navi. But Rashi, and the end of Chulin, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the other Pshat also, the Rashi has the end of Chulin, that you pronounce the word Dibre Kabbalah, not Dibre Kivvalah, and it does not only refer to the Nevi'im, who scream, and their role is to give Tachacha, but Dibre Kabbalah means everything that was a tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mabit, who was in the Bezdin of Rabbi Yosef Karo, in Tzfat, in the 1500s, wrote a Sefer Beis Elokim, a Sefer on Hashkofa, and Meshra Chachma quotes it a lot. Others quote him. There's a lot of important ideas, a lot of certain famous ideas that people have forgotten already come from him. There's a famous comment that everybody attributes to the Ger Tzedek, who was killed in the lifetime of the Vilna Goyen, Graf Patatsky, that he was a Ger. So he said, where does it come from that so many non-Jews are converting to become Jews and so many Jews are converting out of the Jewish religion? How come people are switching? Why doesn't everybody stay where they were born? So he gave a famous comment that they attribute to him that the Mabit has in his sefer, but people forgot already that the Mabit printed it before the Ger Tzedek was born. So he says that it's questionable what he says. He says when the Rabban Shalom offered the Torah to all the Yom HaSoilam, so they all turned it down, and Bnei Yisrael all said Nasa V'Nishma. Every single non-Jew turned it down, and every single Jew said that they want it. So he says, the rive of the British and the rive of the French, or whoever, the rive of Yishmael, the rive of Adam, the rive said they didn't want it. But there were probably a miyut who did want to accept the Torah. The rive of Bnei Yisrael accepted it. There was probably a miyut who didn't accept it. So before the Achras Hayomim, the Baruch Hashem is going to have to straighten out the cheshbon. So whoever is a non-Jew who is a descendant of those who originally said they do want to accept it, Baruch Hashem, they're going to see to it that their descendants are going to convert to become Jewish. And then those who are descendants of the original Jews who never wanted to accept the Torah in the first place, and Mestamma, before the Achas Hayamim, they'll convert out of the religion so that at the time that Mashiach comes, everybody will belong to the group where he should have belonged. That's what they say over. Pasuk, the problem is, you say on Rosh Hashanah, you say, so there's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, does that make sense? Malach al kol ha'olam kulay. Isn't it a little redundant? Isn't it repetitious? Malach al kol ha'olam kulay. So the Taz has a famous comment. He says, if you'd say Malach al kol ha'olam bichvaydech, you wouldn't say kul ha'kol ha'olam kulay. You could say Ruba kukulay. So we would say, we're praying Malach al kol ha'olam bichvaydech, arayv ha'olam. No, we want kol ha'olam kulay. We want not Ruba kukulay, we want everybody. And I think the Taz quotes the Pasuk, Vayan kol ha'olam kulay, Vayan kol ha'shidib Hashem nasa v'nishma. It doesn't say Vayam Kol Ha'am Vayamru. It says Vayam Kol Ha'am Kulay. Is that what it, I think it says like that. I think it says Kol Ha'am Kulay. Got to look it up in Chumash. I think so. So I think the Taz makes such a comment. And when Bnei Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, it was everybody, not just Ruba Kukula. If it would have said Kol, it would perhaps mean Ruba Kukula. Anyway, so the Mabit has this sefer. It's a very easy reading. It's a long sefer. It has a lot to say. It talks about davening. It talks about learning Torah. It talks about Shemiras HaMitzvot. It talks about a lot of things. It talks about Emunah. Easy reading. So he has a comment. He was obviously a Sfardi. There were no Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael in the 1500s. Everybody was Sfardi. That's why Chacham Avadya holds that whoever moves to Eretz Yisrael has to follow the Minim HaMokam. You got to daven Nusach Sfardi and follow everything from Moran HaMechaber. Nunu. So maybe. Okay. So when he said Bichas Amazon, at the end of the first bracha, I say, Ka'amur, Pesechas Hedecha, Masbiel Cholchai Ratzai. So the Gemara says in Brachas, later in Shloshi Shachlu, that the first bracha Birchas HaMazon was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu when the man came down. The second bracha Noigalucha Alaretz HaMazon composed by Yishuv Ben Nun after they conquered Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha was composed. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Beis Hamikdash, for giving us Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has two parts to it. Number one is the official capital of Eretz Yisrael, and number two, has the Beis HaMikdash. So under David HaMelech, Yerushalayim was established as the official capital. And then under Shlomo HaMelech, the second half of Yerushalayim was accomplished, that he built the Beis HaMikdash. So the third bracha, he says, V'chalta v'sorata v'rachta v'sasha malakech al ha'oret ha'toy v'ashenos anloch. The Gemara says, V'chalta v'sorata v'rachta v'sasha malakech, he thanked the Baruch Shalom for the food. So Moshe Rabbeinu composed the first bracha when the man came down and they made bread. Al Ha'aretz, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving Eretz Yisrael. So he gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, but then we didn't have it yet. Avraham Avinu acquired ownership. But after it was delivered to Bnei Yisrael, after the Sheva Shekavshu, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael, so then Yeshua Ben Nun composed the second bracha. We thank him for giving us Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, and the word Hatayva has the connotation of Ha'or Hatayva Azeh Halavana, the Yerushalayim. Ha'or Hatayva Azeh is Yerushalayim, which has both the capital of Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Hamikdash there. That's what we say in Lucha Doide. We refer to Yerushalayim as Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. It's both. It's Mikdash Melech and it's also Ir Melucha. The whole Yerushalayim has the din of Beis Hamikdash. We spoke last week about the Eser Kedushas and the 10 levels of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. All of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas, all of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. But all of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Yid Kodshim Kalim, B'chol Ho'ir. So the Gemara says in Shlosh HaShachar, the first one half of the third bracha was composed by David HaMelech when he established Yerushalayim as the official capital of Eretz Yisrael, and the other half was composed by Shlomo HaMelech. So Mefarshim are bothered with the Kasha. The Mabit quotes this Kasha in Beis Elokim. How can he say the first bracha was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu? And he wrote Kamo Pesachas Yadecha Masbiel Cholchai Ratzon. That's in Tehillim. Tehillim didn't exist yet. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu have composed? Someone added on the last line later. So he says, no, he quotes this Gemara, that all of Nevi'im Ksuvim were given. I think he maybe quotes the Rashi in the end of Chulan also, with the Rashi and Malachi. I think he quotes quite a few of these sources. He says, Nevi'im Ksuvim, all the ideas were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So, but it wasn't part of Tanakh yet. So Moshe Rabbeinu included that line, Pesach Zedecha Masbi'al Cholchai Ratzayim. After Anshei Knesset HaGedol incorporated Sefer Tehillim into Tanakh, he added on one word, Ka'amur. But before the days of, before Tehillim was included into the Kisvei HaKodesh, the Pasuk did exist. It was transmitted orally from generation to generation. So it says, Asher Kasafti Elan Nebim Uksuvim. And the Ha'irai Sam is, Gemar Malam Shikulim Nitan LeMoshe Misina, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, that's a big machloikas. We spoke about that the other day. That's a machloikas in the Hakdomah to the Pirush HaMishnai Sal HaRambam, in the back of Gemara Brachas. So the Rambam quotes the opinion of the Goyim that every single din literally was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Masha Tamed Vasek Gosel Lachadish Nemelo LeMoshe MiSinai. And what are the Yud Gimel Lidus all about? So the Goyim apparently think the Yud Gimel Lidus are just a method of checking whether your tradition is correct. If you can ascertain based on Yud Gimel Lidus that this din can be derived from the Pesukim, not that in every generation they had a right to derive new din from the Pesukim. They always had to have a tradition on every single din. Every single halacha was l'moshe misina. Everything was halacha l'moshe misina. But if you had one of the midrash atarin the drashas bam to try to figure out that check, that's a way to check that your tradition is accurate, that you didn't make a mistake. And the Rambam thinks that that's embarrassing to assume like that. He says on every page in the Gemara there's always machleika. So it means we forgot every single thing that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's always a machleika. The shaman, bisil, everything. There's always machleika. So he says, you can't say like that. Whatever was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's never any machlokes. Not 100% true, but there once in a while you do have a machlokes or not. Halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai. But that's how the Rambam writes. Whenever there's halacha l'Moshe M'Sinai, It's not shach to have any machlokes. That was the whole thrust of the argument that he had against the Shitas HaGaonim. I can have a machlokes on a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. It means that we forgot, or the root of every machlokes is shikha. We forgot 99% of the most precious thing that we have. So the Rambam says, not true. Halachas Moshe Mitzrayim, there aren't so many, and he gives you a whole list, and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnah says, this is a complete list. It's a shayla, he left out so many things on the bottom of the page to tell you to look in the Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, where he has a kasha against the Rambam. He left out so many other halachas l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says, in every generation, they had the ability to be mechadesh new halachas, based on Yud Gimel Midrash, Atar and Nidresh. They didn't have to have a Masorah. They had to have a Masorah tradition about attitudes. How do you darshan a pasuk? What makes sense? What's nitan lahiyama? What's not nitan lahiyama? So that's how they had to have a masorah. But they didn't have to have a masorah literally on every single din. Kol masha talmid basik osa lechadish nemela lemoshe misina is not to be taken literally. It means the text of the Chumash we have was given to Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai, and the midas, the principles, the guiding principles were given to Moshe Rabbeinu had a darsh nipsukim. But the drushes that Moshe Rabbeinu, that in every generation there would be mechadish on the Rambam. That's why the Rambam thinks that the Sefer HaMitzvahs should consist of 613 mitzvahs that are lefi pshuto shel mikra. He insists in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he gives the 14 sharoshim, the 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles, in modern Hebrew we would call it the 13 klolim. Ibn Tibon, or whoever did the translation, in his Hebrew translation, he calls it the 13 sharoshim. So the Rambam lists off as one of the klolim that it doesn't make sense to include drushes of Torah Shebal Peh in the list of the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Rambam says, what's wrong? Why? The Torah Shebal Peh drushes are only the Rabbanan. No, it's not the Rabbanan, it's the Raisa. But the Rambam Lushitas holds in every generation, the Chachamim, the Bezna have the right to Darshan Psukim, to come up with new Dinim Deraisa, So how can you say there are only 613? And our generation, they came up another one. Next generation is going to come up another one. So you have to throw out a couple of mitzvahs that used to be or soon to be. You can only have 613 mitzvahs. Rama says, no, you start off with 613. The Fipshutu Shal Mikro. Yeah, that's what we spoke about, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, why it's not included in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Tzlach's Kasha. So the simplest answer is that according to the Rambam's Klolim, you only count things that are Lefi Pshutu Shal Mikra. That's not at all Lefi Pshutu Shal Mikra. And Parshas Re'ei says you should participate in Korban Pesach. The Mantizka says, say something, call you Mechayecha. So Pshutu Shal Mikra is that participating in Korban Pesach will cause you to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. But not that you should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day.
Could we suggest that's why he left out, Ram really holds that Birkas HaTorah is Deraisa, but it's not maybe Pshuto Shel Mikra?
Could also be. Could also be Alpi Pashtos, yeah? You don't have to give other fancy answers, correct? Could well be. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Kulam nitan l'moshe misina. The Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebalpeh. Torah soy. It says many times. Torah soy. The Torah shebalpeh was given along. Then the Tosfos in Gittin, the Perakan Izokin. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza. The Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza have a machlokes where the rov of Torah is bichsav, a rov of Torah is balpeh. So first question, my nafkamina. What's the difference with the Rav Torah's Bechsav, Rav Torah's Balpeh? You have a Machlokes, what's an Afkamina? And a Pella is, you go to any library. Well, of course the Rav Torah's Balpeh. Torah's Bechsav is only 24 Svarim. Chav Dala Kisvi HaKodesh, that's all. Torah's Balpeh is Arucham Eretz Midah Rechav Amin Yam. The Gemara in Erevin comments that it refers to Torah, Torah's Balpeh. So how could there be a Machlokes with the Rav Torah's Bechsav, Rav Torah's Balpeh? So the Prima Gadim has a whole, the Psich HaKalelis begins with this question. He quotes a Be'er Sheba and Herbius who discusses it. He has a long, that's how he begins his Psich HaKalelis. So the Gemara there in that discussion in the middle of Perek HaNezokan around Av Samach HaSom, Gemara there quotes a Pasuk in Novi, Echtav La Ruba Teirose Halo Kamo Zar Nechshovo. If I would have written down Reiv of the Torah Bichzav, this, the one of Rabbi Yechana holds, I think, Rabbi Yechana holds, Rav Torah is Balpet. That's what we assume. Rov of Torah is Balpeh, not Bichsav. The Pashta says like this. So the Novi says, Echta da Ruba Tairase, if I would have written Rov of Torah, Halo Kamazar Nachshavu. What does that mean? So Tosis quotes a medrash on that daf. Tosis quotes a medrash to interpret the pasuk that the goyim are going to have shlita over the Jewish people, and they're going to take our Torah, they're going to take our Bible, and they're going to claim, like the Christians claim for so many centuries, that they're the real Jews. That since we rejected Jesus, we lost the status of Am HaNivchar, and they accepted Avod Zarah Osa Ha'ish. So therefore, they're the real Jewish people. We're not the real Jewish people. And they have control. They took over the Torah Shebichzav, whatever, the Tanakh. They have the Bible. So the Navi says, if I would have written down all of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Goyim would have had a copy of the Torah Shebaal Peh also. Then they'd be able to claim that they're the real Jews. But because Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want the Torah Shebaal Peh to be written down, so that's unique to the Jewish people. That's what singles us out. That's what the Gemara has a lashon there in Gittin of Samach. That's how the pasuk says in Kisisa. So the Gemara understands. The Gemara then in Gittin says, "Ksov luchas hadvarim ha'ele is a miut. Only write down Torah shebichzav. Ki alpi hadvarim ha'ele is a reference to Torah shebal peh." Al pi hadvarim ha'ela, Torah shebal peh should be bal peh. Only hadvarim ha'ela, Torah shebichzav should not be bal peh. The bal kor should not learn by heart. A lot of bali kriya, they can tell you the whole parsha by heart. They know it so well. But they should be careful when they read kriya sater. They should read every word inside, or mikra megillah a lot of times. They know the megillah by heart. They learn already the megillah so many times. They have to be careful. You're not allowed to learn the bal kor who learns the megillah, who learns the navi, who learns the kriya sater. Has to learn everything with Torah ha'ksav. So that's the Gemara. Dvam shebichzav yatar ashal yomer al peh. When your balkor is laying, dvam shebal peh yatar ashal yomer b'ksav. You're not allowed to give a shiur on Torah shebal peh from a text. We do. We do give a shiur from a text. We have a Gemara. We have a Shulchan Aruch. We have a Rambam. So that was in the later generations. The Chachamim saw islas Lashem aferet Torah secho. That's a Gemara in the second parak in Tmura. Here the Mishnah has the beginning of the last parak in Haroya. The Mishnah has such a din. Eslas Hashem, Hefer Torah Secha. Where's that pasuk in Tilim Kuf Yutes? Here, Nun Dalad Amar Aleph. That's at the end. There's one long Mishnah beginning of parak Haroya, and the whole parak talks about that one Mishnah. So the last line in the Mishnah quotes that pasuk. So Rashi says over there, Eslas Hashem Hefer Torah Secha doesn't mean like conservative Judaism. They wanted to conserve, they wanted to save the Jewish religion, so they're afraid we're going to tell the people after observe all the 613 mitzvahs, we're going to lose out, all of Judaism will disappear. So they chisel away a little bit in order to save the Jewish religion. So that's not what it means. It's las Hashem, eferet teresech, they violated the law. So Rashi says, they allowed you to do dovah hanira isa. The last line of Rashi there, on the Mishnah, the law on Rashi, on the Mishnah. So the last line in the Rashi on the Mishnah writes, Muta lohofer Torah v'lasas dova hanira isa. You're allowed to do to something that appears to be us. Doesn't mean you allow people to do things that are us. You allow something that seems to be us. So what do you mean? They wrote down the Gemara. We teach Gemara mitoch haksav. It's not outright keneged the din. So the different suggestions that are given. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about this. He has tshuva about everything. So he has a tshuva about this as well. So he quotes from the Sefer Yireyim. I think he thinks that that's the best pshat of all. That this is the Kiyam HaMitzvah B'Shlei Musa is when you transmit Torah Shebaal Peh, Baal Peh, and you learn Torah Shebichzav, you transmit Torah Shebichzav. That's the question. How do we say Oz Yashid by heart? How do we say Shema Yisrael by heart? You're not allowed to say Torah Shebichzav, Baal Peh. So the Vilna Goyen writes on the side of the Tosfos in Tmura, when the Gemara has that discussion about writing down the Torah Shebaal Peh, so he says the best teretz to the kasha is what one of the Tosfos and write. I think the Tosfos and Tmura that it goes lahotzi acher medechay vasam. You're allowed to say Oz Yashar Baal Peh. You're allowed to say Ashrei Baal Peh. You're allowed to say things Baal Peh. But look, when you're transmitting Torah to others, when the Balkari is laying in Kriyas HaTorah, he's not allowed to lay in Baal Peh. He has to lay mitoch haksav. When the Rebbe gives a shiur Torah Shebaal Peh, you can write down notes. The Rambam says they always had the Megillah Storim. Matzos and Megillah Storim, they always had private notes. But when the Rebbe gives the shiur, when he's transmitting Torah Shebaal Peh to others, lalama Torah lacherim, he has to give the shiur on Torah Shebaal Peh, Baal Peh, not mitoch haksav. So it's not that it's an aveira. The kiyam mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Bishlei Musa, the way to fulfill a mitzvah b'shleimusa is to transmit Torah shebichsav mitoch hakzav and to transmit Torah shebalpeh balpeh. If you're going to transmit Torah shebalpeh by giving a shir, by reading a text, giving a shir on the Gemara, so you mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not that you did an avera. It's a davar hanira iser, but it's not really an iser. It's not the mitzvah b'shleimusa. So at a certain point, the chachamim were afraid all Torah shebalpeh will be forgotten. So they said, rather than insist that everyone should fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimusa, and there's a chashash that the chunks of Torah shebalpeh will be lost forever, let's make up our minds, we're going to fulfill the mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa, we're going to teach Gemara mitoch haksav, and we'll preserve everything, we're going to have everything written down. So it's usually assumed that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was the one who edited the Mishnayos. It was still recited balpeh till the days of Ravina Ravashi. That's when they wrote down the Mishnayos. That's how most Achrenim assume, and that's how most history books assume. Then the Gemara was only written down centuries later, in the days of the Goyim. There was a big machlokes whether they should write it down or not. And finally they wrote it down. It's a good thing they wrote it down. Everything would have been forgotten. The Jews went through so much persecution. So everything would have been lost. So that's what the Tosis quotes in Medrash. Echto lo, the Tosis there in Gittin, of Samach. The Novi says, Echto lo rube tayrosa halok mazan echshavu. If I would write down, the roiv of Torah would be Torah shebichsav, then the Jewish people will lose their status. The Goyim would claim that they have everything. The Christians would claim that they're the real Jews. And the Jews lost their status as the Amman Yifchad. That's what they said. When the Zionist movement first began, so the reaction of the Catholic Church all over the world, in all the newspapers, they wrote in Italian, and in Spanish, and in French, and in English, every language they wrote the same thing, that it's never going to happen. Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNevcheres for the Am HaNevcher, and the Jews lost their status as Am HaNevcher when they rejected Osa Huish, and they are now the Am HaNevcher. Okay, so we believe the thing that singles us out is the Torah Shabbalah. That's how the Gemara understands the Pasuk. I only want you to write down, that's in Kisisa, I only want you to write down Torah Shebichsav. Ki alpi hadvarim ha'ela karati yitchabris v'esa. Alpi means Torah Shebalpeh. So what does it mean ki? The word ki has different meanings. Rashi and Chumash quotes, ki mishamish bedalad l'shaynis. Ki has four different meanings. Some of the four meanings have four different meanings. So the word ki can mean different things. So sometimes, the Ibn Ezra and others, and Miri, they interpret Pesukim and Tanakh. Sometimes the word key means because, sometimes the word key means despite the fact that. The opposite from because. So here, the Torah Shemalpent, Ksav L'chas HaDvarim Ha'el, I want you to write down Torah Shemalpent, despite the fact, Ki Alpi HaDvarim Ha'el, Karati Yitcha Bris Reis Yisrael, despite the fact that the Ikka creases Bris, that singles out the Jewish people, is really on the Torah Shemalpent. Echtav Lo Rubit HaRosa HaKamol HaLokum HaZayin HaKshavu. The whole Torah would be Biksav, then the Christians would claim that they're the Yaman Ivchot, because they have everything, so the Iker of the Torah is Torah Shebalpeh. So nonetheless, Ksav Luchas Advarim Ha'ela, I want you to write down Torah Shebichsav, despite the fact that the Iker Kris's Bris is going to be on the Torah Shebalpeh. That's how the Gemara interpreted that passage. Okay, so that's the Gemara, that's important. We believe in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't invented in the later generations. Gratz was a student. Gratz wrote books on Jewish history. So he was a student of Rabbi Hirsch. He went to Hirsch's Talmud Torah. He went to Hirsch's school. So then later on, when he wrote his books, he wrote a lot of apikursis. So he says the whole idea of a Torah Shabbat was invented by the Beshama and the Besila, never existed before. So Rabbi Hirsch, in attacking him, goes to the other extreme. So he adopts the position of the Gaonim. He says, no, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpan were only to check to make sure that you're not making a mistake in your tradition. And the rabbis never had the right to darshan Midrash HaTorah and come up with a new din. With all due respect, that's the Gaonim hole like that. He's adjoining the Gaonim, but it's always assumed like the Rambam, not assumed like the Gaonim. Always assumed like the Rambam, that in every generation, you can be mechadish dinim. You have to have a tradition of attitudes. What does it make sense to darshan Torah Shebalpeh? Can't just say wild whatever occurs to you. You have to have a tradition of attitudes. What's nitan lehiyomer? But then in every generation they would come up with new chidush idim. In fact, the Chidah has many, many svarim. I think it has over 80 svarim. And one of the svarim is on Megillas Rus. It's called, Simchas HaRegel. I think it's called on Megillas Rus. So he quotes a machlekes achrayim. There's a question regarding amayne belay amaynis. Was that a halacha l'moshe Sinai, or was that a drasha from the pasuk that the chachamim darshan on their own? So on the assumption that it's a drasha from the pasuk, some rishonim say it's halacha l'moshe Sinai. Brisker Rav talks about that. Was it halacha l'moshe Sinai? Was it a drasha that they darshan? On the assumption that it's a drasha, so the Chidah quotes a machlekes achrayim. Whenever the Beis Din in a later generation comes up with a drasha, does the din only apply mikana lahabo, like a din de rabbanon that they invented? So the din of the rabbanon, that's a rush in the first perek in chulin. Din of the rabbanon only apply mikana lahabo. Or should I assume that over here it's a drasha derais? It's a gloy milson mafred. This was always a din from the days of Maimon Hasina. So that's a machlokes achrayim. A lot of achrayim hold that the din derais is only mikana lahabo. That's a chidush. When you mechadish a din derais, based on midrash or Torah derash, the din derais only applies mikan al haba, doesn't apply lamafreya. Yeah, but we have a tradition. There is such a thing as Torah Shabbat Pe, and in every generation they can darsh. Okay, I apologize. I have to go to the other building. I'm scheduled to give a brief vart. I can't give a mini shir. They gave me 20 minutes to say a shir. It's going to be less than a chatzis shir, so I'm going to say a vart. And then Rabbi Rosenzweiger is supposed to give avort. And then we're supposed to have this celebration. Okay, everyone is welcome to come to the other building. 10 o'clock, supposedly 10 o'clock.